An outbreak specialist says New Zealand needs to be thinking hard about its toolkit to tackle the deadly coronavirus that has so far taken 6 lives. More than 400 people have been infected across major cities in China, as the World Health Organization is set to decide whether the SARS-like outbreak constitutes an international health emergency. Chen Liu reports.
If you have any symptoms, especially if you've got travel history to Wuhan, then please go and seek medical attention and be honest and open with your doctors. Tell them of your travel history.
That's Gabriel Liang, the chair of public health medicine at Hong Kong University. The region, as well as Australia, Singapore, Japan and multiple cities in the United States, has stepped up screening of the air passengers from Wuhan, a Chinese city where the illness started. There are currently no travel restrictions or any passenger screening at the New Zealand border. But Auckland Airport encourages travellers with any symptoms resembling respiratory illness to seek medical attention and share their travel history with their health care provider. Michael Baker, a professor of public health at the University of Otago, says the coronavirus can be dangerous.
It's ticked several of the boxes already in terms of putting people in hospital and killing some people, and also high levels of person-to-person transmission. It's already affected some healthcare workers, which is what was a big problem with SARS.
He says more information about the virus is expected in the coming days.
I think we're really in that critical phase of trying to see what the outbreak is doing in China, and it's starting to look like a pandemic because it's starting to infect people outside China, and obviously, there's this huge movement of people across borders with China to many countries.
Mr. Baker says the meeting at the World Health Organization is going to give public health directions to countries at risk.
We need, obviously, to take this precautionary approach that until we have full information about this virus, I think it is we need to be starting to think very hard about what precautions we need in New Zealand. And I think we've got a bit of a lead from Australia and the US now, and starting to look at measures at borders.
He says thermal screening doesn't work very well, and risk-based screening targeting flights arriving from China would be more efficient. Dr. Helen Patousis-Harris, a vaccinologist at the University of Auckland, agrees there is nothing much to do at this stage other than wait and see. But she says we should be worried because it has been evolving quickly.
A lot of countries are cooperating very quickly. So it's been less than a month since China reported the first cases to the World Health Organization. And within a week, they had the entire genome of this virus made available to researchers all over the world.
The Ministry of Health encourages travellers to New Zealand who become sick within a month of their arrival to seek medical advice. It says it has asked DHBs to ensure copies of the health advice card are available at international points of entry. For Checkpoint, this is Chen Liu.